We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and I'm just so excited to welcome I've screened this movie. I really enjoyed the whole conversation of the last interview I got to, but now today I have one of the stars from Boneyard, Brian Van Holt. Brian, thanks for stopping by, and we're going to talk Boneyard. Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
All right, so let's talk about specifically enough how you got this role. How did this happen? And again, your character has a very, very a past that really has to figure things out based on a tragedy. And even though you're a police officer, having to try to kind of mix in your true feelings, what you truly feel as somebody that's a loved one that got hurt versus upholding the law in so many ways.
Yeah, he. Well, first of all, that's what I love about this character. He's a tortured soul. I hate to be cliche. He has to deal with some demons from his past. He's trying to redeem himself, and he's a little rough around the edges, a little old school cop who doesn't mind bending that line for the greater good. But he's also he's on a mission because it's very personal. I can't reveal too much about why that is, but it's a very personal case for my character. How did I get this film? It's a great story. I want to be quick because I know we don't have too much time, but I shot a show called Deputy in Albuquerque for like 8 months. And I met Vincent McDaniel, who was working craft service, helping craft service. And we got to know each other. He's like, hey, this is what I do for a living. I'm a writer. Producer, and we're going to make a movie together. Sure enough, 3 years down the line, maybe that's 4 years ago, this came about. It was an automatic yes. I read the script, and I wanted to play Detective Ortega. So I shaved my head, dyed it red, and then I was an Irish-Mexican homicide detective.
Yeah, you played all different roles, for sure. And I guess the biggest challenge of playing this role, what do you think it was?
The biggest challenge. It's a great question. The biggest challenge for this role, gosh, it was just, there was a lot of different challenges filming this. We had a lot of challenges shooting this film. We had to, we had to overcome a couple obstacles that we recovered nicely, and the movie turned out great. Biggest challenge is trying to get some sleep because I lived with this character and this story 24/7, and it just became obsessed with it. So I couldn't shake it when I would go home from the set. But that the challenge was trying to separate myself from work and personal life. Thank God. Wow.
That's crazy. That's kind of you're being like your character in so many ways. Work and personal life. So how do you do that as a character? You really live that character when
in the head.
In the head. That's what I mean.
You for me anyway, sometimes it's hard to stop thinking about the character or the story or what I want to do into what do I want to bring to this character, how do I want to convey this message, and overall how I wanted to how you become a little upset, at least I do become a little obsessed or possessed with the human condition of a character, and sometimes it just kind of overwhelms you.
So like you basically, once you play that part, you're not playing the part for real, but you're living it in your head, and when you get on set you have to really become that character. And that's the challenge. That's probably the challenge of any actor. And then after, to calm yourself down after shooting, because you don't just do it one shot. You do that same shot over and over again sometimes, right?
Sometimes. I got to say, on this one, we had one or two takes max. We were on a time budget and a financial budget. But we didn't have that luxury. But still, it was you always think, or at least I do, of like what you could have either done better, or what can you do to what more can you bring to this canvas, as we say.
All right. So let's get your take on the premise of the story. without giving things away. Let's hear you on this.
I just, we have to be careful with my words. Let me just say it's a your traditional crime thriller murder mystery that's loosely based and inspired by real events, about, you know, my character, Mel Gibson's character, and all in '50s, and Nora's, we're a team that's trying to hunt down a serial killer, and there is lots of different twists and turns, and it's very entertaining, and it's just a traditional crime thriller that's inspired by real crime events.
Yeah, okay. And that's, you nailed it. I like that, but I mean that event, and I think that what you brought to the table, especially Mel brought to the table, was the history of serial killers, and it's really interesting to look and get inside their heads in so many ways, because it's so popular, but yet we don't know. And in the story, you're going to find out, you don't know who could be the killer. That's the real scary part. It could be someone right down the street that you just think is a normal person, yet is a serial killer. That's scary.
Well, that's what they say. You know, that is one thing you learn. And that's what they, you know, say, it's not necessarily look like a monster. It could be your good friend next door, or your neighbor, or, you know, some average person. You know, it could be any one of us. It doesn't have it doesn't necessarily have to be a monster or look like, you know, somebody, you know, it's, you just never know. Somebody leading a totally normal life. You just never know. And that's, I think that's what's so chilling about the reality of that. And this film, you know, it's disturbing. Yet people find it entertaining. It's like, it's got a very Dateline ID channel kind of,
I absolutely feel that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the storylines to really understand what was happening in that time period in New Mexico and what was going on and how people got away with specific things. And then it really can, it's chilling to understand how many uncovered crimes have never been solved as a police officer and different things. And I think when you talk about your character, living that character, you had to live the skeletons of that character's life. And I don't know how you do that. Play it, the role so well that it looks like you're dealing with all these demons. And that's where I guess the exhaustion comes, to live that character, really feel that you're that character and you're living all these demons, and all the characters were living these demons throughout the process. You just didn't know what was going to happen next. And then again, the ending, that shocked everyone, and people got to go check it out. That's at the end of the, at the end of the day, that's it. July 5th, it's in theaters, and people need to check it out for sure. And anything else, what do you think you want people to get most out of the film? What is your thought?
I just want them to be entertained for, the 2 hours that they're there, and to, in a bigger picture, hopefully this could bring more awareness to some of these unsolved cases that we have out there. And also the, you know, human trafficking, it could bring awareness to that, and to just, and hopefully it'll help, bring more awareness to these situations and issues that need attention. And that's it. I hope the audience will just escape from whatever they need to escape from, and just enjoy a good old summer movie.
All right. Check out Boneyard again in theaters on July 5th. Appreciate it, Brian. Thanks for stopping by.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.